Reish Mem Dalet Sif Gimel in regards to the halachos of a goy being a contractor and a schir yom on behalf of a Jew. The Shulchan Aruch has presented things through the perspective of the Ri. The perspective of the Ri is that one is not allowed to have a goy build a house of a Jew for two independent reasons. Number one is there's a problem of arasayin. Number two, there's also a problem of the goy building on behalf of the Jew. The Ri goes on to say, this is quoted in the Torah in Reish Mem Dalet, that if the goy is a kablan, it's not going to help, as we've delineated in the past, because there still is a problem of marasayin. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. In theory, Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. It's a classic example. Rabbeinu Tam appears in Avodah Zarah, and in Shabbos the Beis Yosef quotes it. And there, Rabbeinu Tam, in theory, based on learning the sugyas, thought that it could be that if it's bekablanus, it's mutter. So we discussed that the Be'er Halacha, long Be'er Halacha on page number 8, says that in a place where everybody does a bekablanus, even the Ri might be moda. That was the discussion over there in the Be'er Halacha. And Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion that as long as it's done bekablanus and zadaita denavshe, so then in such a case it would be acceptable. However, Rabbeinu Tam doesn't get much mention. I mentioned because the interesting phenomenon of Rabbeinu Tam, Tosfos quotes that Rabbeinu Tam, when he built his own house, was choshesh for the Ri. So in the end of the day, if Rabbeinu Tam himself wasn't ready to be someich on his own shita, so then in such a case, then we follow the position of the Ri. But Rabbeinu Tam will get honorable mention in this regard today. So let's continue on with the perspective of the Ri. Sif Gimel and Banu Einam Yehudim Yisrael Bayis B'Shabbis B'Isur Nochel Lahachmish Lo Yikonsu Bo. So if a house was built by an Eino Yehudi for a Jew on Shabbos and it's in a Jewish neighborhood, Nochel Lahachmir, it's appropriate to be Machmir not to go inside. Now, we're going to see that this Nachon Lahachmir is because the Jew violated the Marasayim. We're talking over here where the guy did it bikablonus. Nevertheless, still there's a Nachon Lahachmir. We'll see shortly what will be the halacha if it would be done by Skir Yom. Says the Mishnah Berurah Be'Isser, Hainu Shayi Bikabolus U'Betoch HaTchum, Du Asa Rak Mishum Marasayim, De Be'emes Adai T'Navshei of it. So that's why it's only a Nachon Lahachmir. Because this is what do you do after a Jew has violated the Marasayin. So then in such a case, the Chashiva is appropriate, Shalo Yikonsu, but you shouldn't go in. Continues the Mishnah. Avlam Hayu Schire Yom, the Medina Iser, Yesh Baza Iser Mitzad Adin, but the Evet Velo Nachon Bilvad. If it, however, was a Schir Yom, so then you got a double problem, not only Marasayin, but also the guy was doing on his behalf. Kein Kosan Agin of Rav, Kein Mufach Kam, Kein Das Abach, Kein Schir Yom, Kein Kosan Chai Yom, and the Schir Yom Asa Medina, Be'im Yin Zeh, Shul Milsa De Farhesia, Lo La Olam, as the Milsa Shul De Farhesia, so then Lo La Olam. Then the halacha is that the Jew who is done for, it's usher to have Hana from it forever. Ula Achayrim, and when it comes to others, b'chdei shiyasu, so then it will be usher for the amount of time that we benefit from the fact that it was done by a goy al Yehudi for a Yehudi. So then, all of those days that we gain, then even others can't derive benefit. But it's not nisur la'olam. We're going to discuss in Simin Shin Ches all of these halachos of the la. Lo ulacherim bichdei shiyasu, etc., etc. And the Mishnah Berurah those mitzayin not to sim shin ches, but the shin chafei, because in shin ches it's going to be talking about when a Jew does the malacha. Over here, we're talking about Jew does a prohibited malacha on Shabbos. Here we're talking about when a guy does. So the Mishnah Berurah continues. Kamal kamam sim shin chafei ayin sham. V'yesh mekilim daaf bekai gamnei nasa medina kim bichdei shiyasu. So there are some who say that even if the guy did it as a schir yom, nevertheless, we never made the gzera that you can't get hana from forever. So this would need to be asked, a rav would be made to ask the shayla. In a case of where there was a schir yom that did malach on behalf of a Jew, whether it's asr lo olam, for the Jew that it was done for, whether it's asr for him to have hana from it
forever. What's that?
Does that not mean that he can't sell it to somebody else?
That's a very, very good question. That's a very good question. I need to leave that off as an open question. I'm not sure. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Chaf Nachal Nachmir says La'achreinim Kasvu to be the Eved Yesh Lismach B'Tablonus Al Das Rabbeinu Tam. So finally, Rabbeinu Tam, even though we don't follow him La'alacha, because he himself didn't follow the Chatchila, but what about this B'di'evet case? So B'di'evet, if it's a case of Kasblonus and it was Tochatchum, so then in such a case the halacha is Umutu Lodav Afil La'atzma, and we could follow Rabbeinu Tam L'kula as well by Sidus Avanim in the quarry that we had spoken about last time. Says Rambah, but if the Jew made a condition with the Gentile not to do the Melach on Shabbos, but if the Eini Yehudi did it on his own, so then in such a case there's no problem whatsoever. Then in such a case there would not be a problem. There's a fascinating discussion. Yeah.
So would it make sense to put it in writing in a contract and like this?
Absolutely.
Always prove that I had
correct.
Signed by the guy that he wasn't going to work the job.
Eitza tova kamashvelan. Absolutely. There is quite a chumrah that Dirshu quotes from Reb Shlomo Kluger. Reb Shlomo Kluger had a lot of interesting shitas, and Reb Shlomo Kluger was a tremendous mechaber svarim. If I'm not mistaken, Shlomo Kluger wrote close to 400 svarim. If I'm not mistaken. Some of them were printed posthumously. He was known as a very prolific writer. He was a big poisek in Poland. He always has an interesting take. I would say his style is not the style that we're used to in the yeshivas today, his style of writing, the style of psak, but he's definitely, it was a formidable poisek in his time. So Shlomo Kluger has an interesting chumra over here. What happens if the goy did a little bit of malacha? This is common, that a little bit of malacha was done. I told the Avrechim the story that I can't record all the details about it, a case where a Jew told me where there was malacha that was done unbeknownst to the organization on Shabbos. So these things happen. These things unfortunately do happen. Could be there was a Dakta Dinashe, Yesh La'ayin, whether. So unfortunately these things do happen. So what happens if a little malacha was done? Most of it probably was not done. So Shlomo Kluger is machmir. Shlomo Kluger says you can't follow the dinim of Rov. And the whole thing is us. Yesh la'ayin whether this is halacha, halacha ma'isa. What about the other direction? I mentioned in that awful case, I'll tell what I'm allowed to say online without divulging information. There was a secular Jew that was a very sweet fellow, lived close to my parents, who told me that he was not Shomer Shabbos. A sincere person. I don't think he went to shul in Kippur. Sincere in the sense that he was a really nice neighbor, had a hard life, and he told me that he worked for a contractor and that he did malach on Shabbos. He said that unfortunately without compunction, and he did malacha in a Jewish area on Shabbos. Now my sense is that the contractor might have been a guy, but he himself was actually one of the workers. So here you have another shaila, and that is what happens if the house is built by a Jew on Shabbos. So what did we learn? That if the goy did it, even if it was mutter, but there's only a shalom arisai and there's some who are machmer, it's nachon v'hachmer. Certainly, if it wasn't a daita then afshev is a schirion. For sure, if the whole house is built by a Gentile, in such a case, it's going to be us. What about a Jew? So b'chur a Jew is more chomer, right? So here it's very interesting. The Dirshu quotes Ubay Shinimna Bishabis Ayday Saw Kosabigras Moshe Shilchori Yesh Lesser Lenos Mimenu Belchura Chibiyasr. But not according to Shulchan Aruch. You take a look, most of you have a Shin Yud Ches in front of you. Take a look, the halach in Shin Yud Ches is the following. Shin Yud Ches Sif Aleph. We have the following. For those of you using the Dirshu, look on with them, because the Dirshu edition doesn't go all the way. So the halacha is Hamivashel b'Shabbos b'Mezid. A Jew, in this case, this worker, my parents' neighbor, who unfortunately was Mechal Shabbos. So he's Mivashel b'Shabbos b'Mezid, Aser Loi L'Oila, U'L'Acher Mutter L'Mitzoy Shabbos Miyad. So for others, it's going to be Mutter Miyad. Now there is a big discussion of how we paskin in all the different cases. So I can't I can't read for you right now all of the positions. But at the end of the day, the halacha is that we don't say it's usur for the Jew that it was cooked on his behalf forever. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah, we could take a look just briefly in the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hey, where he says, "Afilu mishnas pashul b'shvilot lo b'inyan lahamtech deshiyasu ella b'malach hanas l'idei en Yehudi b'Shabbos b'shvil Yisrael." Only a guy. So, ironically, in Shulchan Aruch, we're more machmer on malacha that was done by a Gentile on behalf of a Jew than chas v'chalila. Obviously, it's much more of a chamer of an instance because a Jew was mechal Shabbos. It's something to that should make one shudder to one's soul. But at the end of the day, as far as the halachos of the chashashos and the gzeros of having hanas, so in such a case, the halacha is at smoter.
If the Jew did it, the shogig,
aser bo bayom, gam lacherim, ule'erev muter lo biyat, so then the erev is going to be muter miyat. So you have to make a cheshbon, but at the end of the day, you don't go so far as to say that it's going to be aser la'olam. That's the point. We don't see that it's aser la'olam. By a guy, it's aser la'olam. So says Ramesha, so Ramesha says like this, Ramesha says that really, technically, this whole halacha in the Shulchan Aruch would not apply. It's aser la'olam. So, Shabbos Shabbos near Nasal Day Israel ain't Sarach Lamptin Matzah Shabbos Yasu, Ubazek Kal Dino Melachish Nasal Day Nachrin, Mikol Mokon Kimon Shanasay Sibifar Hesia, Yitachin Shesh Achber Bidnivna Aide Israel. So, Ramesha points out that there is an anomaly in this din, in that if it was done, the Melach was done Aide Israel, so there Chazal weren't goes there so much. Why? It seems like Chazal felt that we would shudder more when a goy did malach on our behalf, so they didn't need to make it aser la'olam. But because Jews were using Shabbos goys for a long, long time, and even to build their homes, so therefore Chazal, where Mermach, you want to add something?
No.
Okay. So that's what Ramesha points out. The Shevet Alevi is approach is that Einachanami, that he really thinks that Meikr Dedina, it really should be Mutter. The only thing is, he has the following chumrah. The Shevet Alevi quotes a Rashi in Yevamos. This Rashi in Yevamos, everybody has to know. You don't have to know every Jew with a Shevet Alevi. But this Rashi in Yevamos, everybody has to know. Rashi says that a Mubar L'chal Shabbos is Dino Kenachri. He manages a Din Nachri. So the Shevet Alevi argues that it could be that in such a case, the Jew has a Din Nachri, and then it will revert back to Siman Reish and Dalet, as opposed to Shimon Shin Chesel, Yesh La'ayin, in regard as far as these halachas are concerned. Let's get in a little bit more. See, Dal Meleches Parhesia, Filu Metaltun, Kegon Svina, Yidu Eli Yisrael, Dina Kemo Meleches Mechuber. Malachos that are done with Parhesia, even those that are objects of Yisrael and Metaltun, so it's known that it's a Jew's items in such a place, it will be usher to have the guy work on it. I throw out a Shiloh. What happens if you have Duty's fish, you know, fish store, and they proclaim their brand on the car. Liz's Lights, it's on the car. They advertise their. So then, in such a case, the guy doing malach on their metaltalin might also fall into all the subjects of the Yisrael that we spoke about before. Even though we pointed out that it only applies technically to mechuber, a car could very well be metaltalin. But once it's a dover metaltalin, it's obvious that it belongs to the Jew, so then in such a case it will be problematic. So Borsellino also would not be allowed to fix a black hat on Shabbos as well, presumably because the majority of black hats are all Jews today. 100 years ago it's a totally different story, but now this the halacha then would change. Okay, Sif Hey. Until the Chabura is ready. The Chevra, the Chabur is ready. We could go on. We'll make it tonight a little bit of a longer night. If anybody has to go, I totally understand. Sifhei. Im sachar einu Yehudi l'shono l'shtayim shiichtav lo oshiyarek lo beged. Hareze kosei v'oreg b'shavis. Ki ilu kotzatz imo shiichtav lo sefer oshiyarek lo beged. Shu ose b'chol eis shiyirtse. If a einu Yehudi has been hired by a Jew to write something for him, could be he's writing his biography, or to a what's yarog? To weave. To weave his garment. So then in such a case, it's mutter, the guy is allowed to do it. Why? Because it's kablonos. Shu also b'chole shiirtse. V'hu comments the mechadesh, lo yachshivimo yom yom, that however they can't calculate what he's entitled to on a day based on a daily schedule. V'lo yasa melacha b'beis Yisrael, and also melacha should not be done in a beis Yisrael. Then we conclude with the dissenting position, v'yeshmi she'oseh b'sachar in Yehudi l'zman. And some prohibit, says the Ramah, v'davke she'scharo l'melacha miyuchetz gombeged l'aro l'osech l'ichtov, ha'ke she'scharo l'chol ha'melacha she'itztarek tol zman ha'chiros v'kulei alma osir kimo she'yisbo'er. However, and this is very, very important halacha l'maisa, and that is even though we've just delineated in the Shulchan Aruch another case of kablonus. However, if it's not a case of kablonus in the classic sense, then if the individual is hired to do all malachas within an extended period of time, even though they're not paid for a particular malacha. So what is this case of the Ramah? This is what we would call today a maid. That you hire a maid to work for a period of time. Now, a maid that falls into neither category. It's not a classic schir yom, right? A schir yom is, what's a schir yom? A schir yom is, you hire them to build today your house. You're not sure if you can hire them tomorrow. It depends on how good of a job they do. A kablon is someone that you hire to do the job. Here you have somebody on the one end that's paid as a schir yom, but for all malachos that you would want them to do. So the Ramah just spells out from the Beis Yosef the obvious, that that's also prohibited as schir yom. As schir yom, that's also going to be prohibited. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Lamed l'chol malachos, u'mitam zeh yishlimchos b'yad ha'shvachos, k'sh'osim malachos adonein b'shabes, afil k'sh'osim shelo b'Beis Yisrael, they are considered hired out for all malachos, and therefore it's going to be asur. So this is a real, real, real issue. People don't think about this when it comes to hired hands in their house, that in such a case it's asur for them to do malacha on behalf of the Jew. The malachas atzma mutter. Now we have another shayla. But what happens if the goya who's working in the Jewish house, so she's only going to be allowed to do malachos mutaros on behalf of the Jews, but is she allowed to do her own malacha for herself? So in such a case, says there is a discussion in the Achronim. So says El Yo Rabba the following. The El Yo Rabba says it's mutter. However, the Taz quotes Rabbeinu Simcha that it's aser vatam mipnei haroim shelo yomru malacha shel Yisrael yose, so that people will say that she's doing the malacha of a Jew. It's not acceptable. However, the Eliyahu Rabba says it's motiv. Daita shigam Rabbeinu Simcha modul zeh v'aprimi gav miyishev divrei ataz v'ayim v'chaye odom v'osakin ha'shivcha b'gadel l'kulei alma motiv v'beis b'ayis shunig v'shum lechas atzma yosa. So the problem is not that it's objectively prohibited for the shivcha to do her own malacha. It should obviously be motiv. However, it's a problem of marasayim, so it really depends if there is a marasayim that she's doing malach on behalf of the Jewish owner, the Jewish homeowner. If there is no marasayim, like she's tending to her own clothes, so then in such a case it's going to be mutter. Other cases, a shayla needs to be asked. An example that's discussed here in the Dirshu is later on in Siman Reish Ayin Vav, we have a question of a Gentile lighting a candle to make the washing of the dishes easier for them. So washing the dishes ostensibly on Shabbos, even though we know there are many shilas that exist for washing dishes, but the guy doesn't want to wash the dishes in a way that's permissible on Shabbos, that's fine. That's adaita denafshe. What about if they light a candle? Shekivan she'en gufa yisrael nenem adlokas haner el mikach. Shekelav mudachim adlokas haner nasis letzarcha. Sherei chayeves ladiach hasakelim muter liyisrael. It's a little bit of a chidush. In such a case, the Yisrael would be allowed
to have it done. Rav Nevin Sal Shlita has a fascinating ha'ara from his father, and with this we'll conclude, going back to the first halacha that we started with in the beginning of Siv Gimel, and this is a comment. Rav Nevin Sal's father was the comptroller of the entire Medina. Rav Yitzchak Nevin Sal was known as being a tremendous Ishbal Maisa, Ishbal Chesed, tremendous Bal Midos, unique individual of Torah, Derech Eretz. And he was one of the builders of the country, particularly in the 60s. So he told Rav Nevin Sal in this halacha once when he was discussing this with him about having a Gentile build for on behalf of a Jew. So he just said that you should be careful that when it comes to employing a Gentile on Erev Shabbos, he says the way it works in terms of the cement, this is what Rav Nevin Sal told me as he was teaching me these halachas. So he said when you ask them to make the cement, they make the cement on Friday, on a day, whatever day it might be, that's when they make it, and they pour it the next day into the foundation. So his father told him, so you should be very careful that even if the guy says that he's going to do the cement on Friday, he's really likely going to end up pouring it into the foundation on Shabbos, because that's the process of making cement. I don't know if we thought about what went into cement in our houses, but that's the story, and that's the final ha'ara of these halachas.